Hey, this is Stelly Efty.
And this is Heaton Sean, the Startup Chat.
And in today's episode, we're going to talk about hypnosis.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life. And hopefully, while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
We want you to do your best. Yeah. And I know nothing about it except the voodoo I see on TV. Maybe there's like a Knight Rider episode about hypnosis that I recall. So that's the last thing I recall about hypnosis. I also, related, I do know some people who consider themselves healers. So I think that's kind of somewhat related in some ways. But I'm supposed to talk to you about it because I want to learn all about it.
All right.
So tell us about hypnosis, Stelly.
So here's why we're talking about this in this episode. A bunch of people have asked about this because in prior episode, I've mentioned it at random times contextually that I have studied hypnosis in the past and that you know, I know a thing or two about it. And people just were curious about this. And you know, Heaton was like, we should talk about this one day because I want to know more about it. So this is what we're doing.
So this is Hypnosis 101 from Stelly.
From
straight up.
Stelly
I'm just going to bug him the whole
there
time.
There you go. So let me give maybe a two-minute version of how I got involved with it and my quick summary of it. And then I'll let you drive the conversation and whatever your curiosities are. Heaton has the most evil look ever on his – he's just so happy to talk about this. I don't know, mischievous look on his face. The other thing is Heaton has an awesome shirt on today. He's a very sexy, very handsome man, I have to say. Now, he only has to make me one promise after today's episode. All the other t-shirts – so he lost all this weight. He looks great. All the other shirts that don't fit anymore, you have to throw them away.
Yeah, I'm working on that.
Throw them away. Okay, so – hypnosis. So I never had an attraction to hypnosis. I always thought of it as I think most people do, like the stage hypnosis, the you are a chicken now, bop, 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 and yeah. You know, I never thought about it too much, never knew is this true or not or what is it, but I was not fascinated by this topic at all.
So how'd you get into it?
I got into it because I got fascinated for a while on the topic of neuro-linguistic programming, which is kind of a psychology, language changing people and their minds type of a deal.
Yep, I have two friends actually that have gone through formal education on that.
Yeah, me too. I mean, I officially went through even having the, you know, you do the practitioner, the master, and the trainer. And
oh, you did.
I did the whole thing.
You did the NLP thing.
Yeah, and I did that with the inventor of it, so Richard Bandler, so the guy that started the whole thing back in London. So I had met a guy in Berlin. This is actually how I met Ramin.
Okay.
Who's working with me at Close Up, but also is kind of...
he helps a lot with the Startup Chat.
Yeah. So shout out to Ramin.
He's making
a lot of this happen. That's how we met. So I met this trainer in Berlin that was really a fascinating character, and he was able to do things with language that I quite couldn't understand, but I was fascinated by. And I bought like a whole package, which was like 9 months worth of like workshops and things he was doing. I was like, I'm just going to buy everything because I want to learn everything this guy knows.
Yeah.
And one of those workshops was a hypnosis workshop. And I was like, yeah, this was the only thing I was not interested in. Funny enough, I was like, whatever. I bought the whole package. You know, I might as well go to this thing.
I'm sure the other content was great.
Yeah.
Your expectation on quality was high, but
I was not that.
You know what I know about you? Like, if something bothers you, you should do it.
Yeah.
In hindsight, you're like, it bothered me. I'm like, oh, Stelly's going to do it.
Yeah. So, of all the workshops, this was the one where I was like, nah, do I really need to do this? But whatever. I booked it, so I went. And it definitely was one of the most powerful things I did in the whole thing, and one of the most valuable things. So here is my quick summary on what hypnosis is and what it isn't, because a lot of people have asked me this in the past, and then we'll dig deeper.
Yeah.
So hypnosis is really just a very instructional form, a very deterministic form to get you to change your kind of mental state of mind, right? So there is full awakeness and alertness, and then there is you're sleeping and you're completely unconscious. there's a big range between these two states that we all experience during the day. We're all in, most of our days, we're not fully alert, right? We're somewhere between alert and being asleep, right? And
I'm sleeping right now.
Yeah, there you go. Driving a car is a beautiful.
See, you're boring me.
Driving a car, I'm just going to ignore this guy, is a state where you're not fully alert most of the times. You're in some kind of a, you know, some kind of a trance. Because
like that feeling you get when you drive somewhere and you get there and you're like, how'd I get there?
How did I
get
there?
Yeah, I get that a lot. Yeah.
Watching a movie, you have to, by definition, be in a trance to enjoy it. Because if you were fully alert of the environment, the television set, yourself, the feeling of the couch on your butt, while watching this, you would never emotionally get completely sucked into the movie. What happens when we watch a movie is that we get into a trance where everything blurs out and we actually live with the character, the story, the highs, the lows. That's why we're sweating when it's like action or we get all tense, or when it's a romantic moment and somebody says something stupid, we get embarrassed. It's because we're in a trance. We forget about everything and we live the story with the protagonist. So there's many, many different versions of not alertness, somewhere being in a different state that we're just not, we don't study that typically. So we're not even aware that we are going through these all these different phases of consciousness or levels of consciousness during the day. What hypnosis is nothing else than learning to be aware of these different levels of awareness and consciousness and being able to do things with it, right? So you use language and you use a lot of other techniques to get somebody in a very relaxed, very deep kind of state where you're not asleep, but you're not fully alert and awake. And in these states, the mind is capable of accomplishing certain things at a much higher, you know, efficiency or productivity than in other states. It has some practical applications.
Okay.
So when it comes to now, my last thing, and then we'll go deep, is what is stage hypnosis now? Can you make somebody do weird, funny, shitty stuff
against
their will? Yeah. Let's get that out of there, because that's how everybody thinks about hypnosis.
Yeah, that's right.
I get you to close your eyes and then I have full control over your body, soul, and mind, right? That is not fully accurate, although it's not a lie either. So what happens in stage hypnosis is something super fascinating, which is that, when you're in a deep state, you're never gone. It's never like you are totally gone. There's always something in you that's still there because you're not fully like asleep or something.
You're still aware to some level.
You're still very aware to some level, and you have control over what you allow and what you don't allow to happen. Now, and there's one of the biggest hypnotists that ever lived, and the guy that brought hypnosis from the circus to the clinical space, for instance, was Milton H. Erickson, who was paralyzed, and he actually ran a really large experiment where he tried to make people do things that he thought would be against their moral context in deep sessions. Yeah. And he would basically do these test studies where he'd say, this person would never steal, and I think this person would steal. And then he would, in their psychological sessions, just drop a suggestion that when you walk out of the session today, there's going to be lots of space for you to do things and you might see something you want and maybe why not go for it, right? Like, this is very suggestive. This is how you would speak to somebody in a deep trance. And then they would walk out and there would be this beautiful golden whatever pen. And without failing, everybody that he made that suggestion to would stop. They would have video recorders and contemplate stealing it. Everybody would pick it up and look at it. Everybody would flirt with the idea. But only